Yeah, and feel the grounding, your feet on the floor, body relaxed in the chair. Good, and one more breath. And allow your awareness to go from your active part of your mind into a place in your heart that is receptive. As you breathe, feel that breath coming into your chest and around your heart and back out. Allowing your consciousness to spend more time with the beautiful friend in your chest. Breathing softly, feeling the energy in the room, but also feeling a shift in the energy as the Kriyan entourage steps forward to begin this first channel of the weekend, giving us the opportunity to receive the energy and the words of wisdom and the energy of love as it touches our hearts, as it fills in those chambers, those spaces that we have that carries the love inside of us. And you make place for that love. Feel it expand and soften with each breath, becoming more and more receptive to the honoring and the love that comes from Kriyan.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kriyan of Magnetic Service. I know who you are. And by the raise of hands, we know how many of you are here for the first time. There's a truth in the room. Despite the bias that you have, what is going on in your life? God knows your name. That's the truth. There's a truth in the room that surpasses anything you might think. And the truth is this, that the very creation story that you have captured in your hearts from whatever system you learned that is spiritual, the creation story has put a piece of God inside you. That's a basic truth. What scientists are today looking at that no scientists could even see or perceive until now was the chromosome count is different. It seems to be different with 23 pairs instead of 24. Was that part of the creation? Oh, yes. There are some scientists who are looking backwards and using very high testing techniques. And they're saying, you know, that's new. It doesn't look like the human being of today actually came from anything on Earth. Not if you count the chromosome. And we've told you before, it's more than that, dear ones. You're in a new energy today. It is something you've been built for. With free choice, you have passed this marker. And it puts you in a place that's new. And the people that you would meet, or those that you were around that are not in this room, who would not listen to these kinds of messages, would have no concept of this except that everything is changing. And the changes are not just in consciousness. They're in Gaia itself. They're in the weather. They're in leadership. They're in the things that are happening that you didn't expect on the planet, the wild cards that are here. the various things that to some are fearful, and to others are saying, it's about time. That these changes occurred in mass so that the humanity all would say, God is involved. Well, it's more than God is involved, because God is in you. And that means that you are involved. I know who's here. The new ones who are here for the first time, I want you to feel the energy that's developing in the room, or not. You see, you have a filter for that. And the filter is called bias. You may be a light worker. You may be one who says, well, I believe in this message. It sounds pretty good. And yet you won't go any further. If I told you that right now, in a way that you don't understand, there are so many here, right here, around you. Is it possible that this room could be visited by those that you cannot see from the other side of the veil? That's a stretch in belief to any human being, except those who can feel them, and those who have no bias that says it's impossible or it's silly. There'll come a day when impossible and silly have to be thrown out the window with discovery in science. And you will see what the veil might represent. A multidimensional wall that you cannot perceive anything beyond. That you cannot pierce. When you start to understand dimensionality in a way that you will, and that science will go with you and help you, and together the planet will have to come to one of the same decisions and conclusions, like it did centuries ago when it decided against all odds that there was only one God. You started off with many, and now you end up with a planet agreeing that there's only one God. How long did that take? And now you get another one. A time when you will acknowledge that that one God is real. And that that one God created everything you see. And that the study of physics is the study of what God created. And it will skew the way you look at things. That's a basic truth, and one that you're not really aware of yet, except that you can sense it in this room right now. I can't tell you how many there are, because you cannot count. When you get into dimensionality and multi-dimensions past linear, you have energy. You don't have objects. You can't count energy. It just is. You can measure it. So let's measure it. It's enormous. And some of you can feel the enormity of it as you sit there. And others will feel nothing. This is not a judgment. It's just a fact. What you allow in your free choice is who you will become. There are those here who are fearful to believe in things unseen. Dear ones, you then have something in common with the man in the chair. For this is the way he was for years, even after he was channeling. That is how strong it is to have a belief from what you were told and how you felt about who you were. If you believe in some of these things, you will be less than intelligent. Perhaps you'll be less than sane, because that's the way you were taught. And that's your perception of the past. No judgment of this. It just is. Dear ones, this is a picture of the way humans work. And the beauty of the picture is that humans are beginning to examine the picture itself. And they are saying to themselves, I'm going to drop that which I was told, or that which I believed, just for a moment. And I'm going to let myself be open to the potential and the possibility that I don't know everything. What a thought. And in then will come something you don't expect, just like it did for my partner. Not funny things, you see. Not fairies in the corner. But you'll feel the love of God in your life pour in. And you'll know you're not alone. You'll know you're cared for. And you'll know that we know your name. And it'll give you a whole different perception of who you are, what's out there, and what may have occurred to make you an old soul while you're in the room. That's what it does. Joy can flood in. The essence of what you call love will change. And you will then be able to examine yourself for a moment and say, this is different than I thought. At the end of the channel, you can put the wall back up, and at your leisure, you can analyze what happened. And nothing will happen to you. No negative thing. But you might be aware that you're in a box. And the box is the one that you were told to be in. The one that you were trained to be in and educated to be in. The one that you call the culture of today, which you live in. And slowly humans are beginning to break out of the box, putting their toe in the water of belief that perhaps there's more. More of them than you think. Because light is starting to occur in places you never thought. We told you about the dark army that would be yours here in this time. It developed just on schedule. It frightened on schedule, made fearful things on schedule. We told you it wouldn't last long. It has been beaten back and is trying something new. And you'll see what it is soon. It knows that conventional fear does not work. The army does not work, even one with no borders or common language. And it's going to try something else because darkness will not go away easily. These are part of the now that you live in. It is not an accident, old soul, that you were born and alive now to see it, to observe it, and to make decisions of your own regarding your part of it. It's profound, it's beautiful, it's joyful, it's new beginnings and it's completion at the same time. It's a time in history that the ancients told you about, and that even we on the other side didn't know if it would happen or not, because you are in charge of the reality that you choose. These are the things I wanted you to know. Now, can you feel them or not? Because they're here. They press upon you in compassion and beauty and love and promise, healing. If you let them, they'll be part of you and your cellular structure. If you came for a healing, it's a good time. Healings often come when you don't expect, and they start slow, and it won't be for a week or two before you know something happened. And it could be the healing of sorrow. It could be the healing that is chemical of health. It could be the healing of purpose or attitude or perception. And it becomes a breath of fresh air, and you'll live longer because of it, where you won't be afraid anymore. Because you'll see things in a different light. And finally, you realize that you carry a different light. That is a fantastic healing. It happens when you drop the barriers and let those who are here around you come in. Take your hand. Work on you. I'll say this again. You're gonna live longer. If you do this, your aging will slow down if you do this. And all of the parameters that you were told cannot happen will. And you won't know it until the people around you start talking to you. What's happened to you? Why are you so different? Why are you so happy? Why are you so content? Why do you look so good? I speak truth here. A truth that every physician knows. That a patient will keep themselves alive longer if they have a balanced attitude about life. It's not a secret. Now, if you expand that past that which is known to what is unknown, you got a long life ahead of you. Go from this place differently than you came. I'll be back. And so it is.